Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. Thank you all for turning your cell phones to silent. This morning's service music can be found in the first page of our parish bulletin. Now, let us all join in singing with our presider, Father Jose, our processional hymn, number 735, O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome all of you to this Mass. We begin this celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and the peace and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. At times it helps just to close our eyes and take our thoughts to God. And before we bring our gifts to the altar, before we listen to the words of Jesus, as a family, we ask for forgiveness. For so often we hurt our God when we hurt one another. Let us ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our wills to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses therefore said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired. So they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The word of the Lord.
Is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will keep your foot from stumbling. Your guard will never slumber. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's God. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord your God, the Lord your shade, at your right hand. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. The word of the Lord.
Discerning reflections and thoughts of heart. Alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being, and a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I wanted to see what it was like. To be from up here, it's nice. But you seem so far away, though. Kind of like it when I go down there. Do we have any visitors? Anybody visiting us? Ah, welcome. Welcome to Corpus Christi and welcome to our cathedral, your cathedral. There is a beautiful message for all of us in the gospel today. Sometimes we take our God for granted. And when Jesus walked this earth, he even told us that we can call God Abba, Father. That makes me a child of God. Just think about that. The God that made the heavens, the earth, the universe. I can call Father, Abba. But in order to do this, I have to have the gift that comes from God. It's the gift of faith. That's why Jesus, at the very end of the gospel, will there be someone with faith when I return? I'm reminded of this young man who wanted to know about the Catholic religion. And he took RCIA. And of course, in the RCIA, they teach all the customs, the culture of the Catholic religion. And then they came to the subject of baptism. And he asked, "You mean when I get baptized, I'm a child of God?" And he was instructed, "Yes, you will be a child of God." And he said, "That is the most wonderful thing that I've learned through all my RCIA year, to learn that I am a son of God, hijo de Dios, son of God." What a gift that is, to be a child of God. And that's a gift. God has always wanted us to be his children. From the very beginning of creation. And then he sent his son. They will listen to my son. And Jesus says, when you pray, you can say, "Abba, Father." If we can only cry out and ask the Lord with all our being, "I want to be a child of God." Saint Therese, who suffered so much in this life, through sickness, tuberculosis, sickness of the lungs, and it's a painful sickness. I saw people who had that disease in the hospital. It's a painful sickness. It's a slow death and a very hard death at the end. But this is what they found, this writing. She had inscribed in one of the edges of her doors, "Jesus is my only love. Think about that. A woman that suffered, that carried a very hard cross, but believed in the suffering, in the acceptance of the suffering, and also would come the resurrection. To have that faith that Saint Therese had. Jesus is my only love, my God. You know, we come here, that's why the Mass is such a wonderful gift that God gives us also. It's a gift, the Mass, where we listen to the Word of God, and in a few moments, we're going to see Him. We're going to see the face of God when the priest raises the host, the Lamb of God, behold, who takes the sins of the world. And we see Him. He's there, right before us. What a gift. And then, it doesn't end there. We get up to receive Him. What a gift! He gives Himself to us. It becomes the treasure. Saint Therese, believe that. When we have the faith. That's why it's so important. You know, we come to Mass. But if we come to Mass without faith, we just sit here and stand and nothing happens. But when we have the gift, we feel the presence of the Lord. We sing. We know He hears us. We hear His voice as He speaks to us in the Gospel. We feel His presence in our sufferings. With faith, waiting for the resurrection. Cry out for this gift. He wants you to have this. It's like you deserve this, He says. I want you to have this gift. It's almost like we deserve water to live, food, shelter, but so does always faith. And He wants us to have it. Ask for it. I want to believe. Jesus, You are my only love. What beautiful words of Saint Therese. We can have this faith that this young woman had. And I'm sure she had her difficult moments, but she never gave up. If this judge that was not good, the Gospel says, our God will answer our pleas, our cries, our prayers. But we need this gift that He wants us to have, the gift of faith. That's the greatest gift. Let us profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from God, begotten of made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For as many for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our Savior is crucified in the righteous title, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is the Lord and Lord of life, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God will secure the rights of the chosen ones who call out day and night. And so we confidently lift our prayers for the needs of all.
Lord, good of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For an end to hostility and war in every part of the world, and for more support for nations working together for the common good of the entire planet, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For judges and all who work in our criminal justice system, may they work tirelessly for just and fair decisions for everyone. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all those who pray for us during this Jubilee Year of Mercy, let us pray to the Lord. And for the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Irma G. De Leon, Marcelina B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, and Ruben Moreno, Ben Muir, and Hannah G. Hagelin, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and for the prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts. And for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Loving and faithful God, hear our prayers and grant us the grace of faith at the final coming of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We pray. Grant us, Lord, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changings of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so with the angels we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, it entered willing into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, William Michael Mulvey, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. And now we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
With your spirit. Let all rejoice.
Thank you. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.